The images of New York City's firefighters and police officers running into the burning towers of the World Trade Center are now heart-wrenchingly familiar. The two departments together suffered the greatest losses in uniformed service members on September 11th. But emergency medical service workers were also there that day, 8 among the missing, and nearly 90 more were injured. As Beth Furtick of member station WNYC reports, many EMS workers have been returning to the site of the World Trade Center to help and to try to make some sense of the tragedy.
The site of the World Trade Center is now a full-time demolition project. Hundreds of construction workers in brightly colored hard hats are spread across the mangled piles of rubble. All around them, trucks and cranes are lifting away the wreckage. Off to the side, paramedics and ambulances wait to treat any injured workers. Emergency medical dispatcher Linda McCarthy has just finished an overnight shift. The petite woman with a long blonde ponytail was a first responder on the morning of September 11th. There was a makeshift command center across the street, and McCarthy went to sign in. The first tower collapsed before she could treat any patients.
I didn't see the building collapse. I just saw this huge ball of dust and wind and debris, and so I said, run for your lives, run.
McCarthy fled the command center with the rest.
And I was actually turning people around that were leaving the building, said, turn around and run, run, run now.
When she emerged, she says, the whole world was covered in white. She recalls walking around in a daze, carrying her stretcher and oxygen tank, looking for patients. She wound up spending most of her day shuttling survivors toward the river, but she's still haunted by the injured people in the burning towers that she never got to help.
Because I feel like a coward. I went to the right into a building to check in instead of going straight in where I might have been done some good had I known.
Unlike firefighters, paramedics and emergency medical technicians are not supposed to run into burning buildings. Their job is to stay outside and wait for the patients. But that preparation meant nothing on September 11th because the tragedy was bigger than anyone could have imagined. Barbara Ann Perina of Human Services Centers is a crisis counselor for the city's EMS workers.
Many of them had to run for their lives and in many cases leave patients who were not movable behind, so there's feelings of guilt around that. And in addition, now they're dealing with the fact with all these deaths that they couldn't do anything. They basically stood there and watched this catastrophe happen and couldn't do anything.
Perina points out that paramedics also didn't get the same hero treatment from politicians as the firefighters and police officers. So weeks later, their mixed emotions are showing up in every way possible.
The symptomologies range from survivor guilt and depression to anger to isolation to high intake of alcohol, which is not unexpected in these type of incidences, to withdrawal, to family difficulties, to even, in some cases, suicidal ideations, thoughts of suicide and suicidal gestures. It runs the entire mental health spectrum.
At Battalion 26 in the South Bronx, Lieutenant Giuseppe Lavori is watching out for those symptoms, grateful that he hasn't seen any yet. He says he's constantly questioning his paramedics and emergency medical technicians, checking to see if they need any counseling.
If we see any signs that people are frustrated, people are sad, or you look at them and you could see in your face, you could definitely see in their face, or they'll start crying or something, I'm going to jeopardize this person and put it on the road. We have patients to take care of.
But he says some of his paramedics want to go back to Ground Zero and help. Many knew the missing firefighters and police officers, so they're now taking voluntary overtime to work in the morgue and treat workers injured during the recovery effort. But others find the scene too painful. Joseph Conzo was a first responder on September 11th. The 38-year-old EMT found himself trapped in the rubble after racing downtown from the Bronx. Since then, he's returned just once, he says, for closure.
I've seen enough destruction and despair that one day that I don't need to go back down there. That's just me. I think I'm a better resource up here in the Bronx, helping the sick people up here, treating people up here. There's plenty of people down there to help out.
Conzo feels more strongly than ever about the importance of being an EMT. Downtown, as she finishes another overtime shift at the site of the World Trade Center, dispatcher Linda McCarthy also feels more valuable, but she's now thinking about healing people in the spiritual sense. She ponders becoming a minister.
So many thousands of people died, you know, and here I am still talking and walking. That's one of the reasons I wanted to pursue the ministry. I don't take that lightly either, that I survived that terrifying experience. There's no escaping it.
In the meantime, she says, she's thinking about getting a small tattoo, a candle over her heart with the date 9/11/01. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.